Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But first, out of the gate this morning, it's a story out of the Kansas City Star. And it was probably maybe a month ago, maybe not even a month ago, that we talked about the story out of Pennsylvania where a guy took his hand and stuck out his forefinger and stuck up his thumb in the shape of a gun, as you would do. And he was arrested for disorderly conduct. And the reason we did that story was because the appeals court in Pennsylvania upheld that charge. He said, I didn't do anything wrong. The appeals court said, yes, you did. And they charged him with disorderly conduct, which I believe is a misdemeanor. For sure, not a big deal felony.
Right.
We now go to Johnson County out of the Kansas City Star. In the wake of school shootings across the country, safety and prevention has turned into a billion-dollar business. From bulletproof classroom doors to social media monitoring systems, government schools and parents are spending on safety. And so with that, a 12-year-old Overland Park girl formed a gun with her fingers, pointed at four of her Westridge Middle School classmates, one at a time, and then turned the pretend weapon toward herself. Police hauled her out of the school in handcuffs, arrested her, and charged the child, again, 12-year-old middle school student, with a felony for threatening. According to Johnson County District Court documents, on September 18th, the girl, quote, unlawfully and feloniously communicated a threat to commit violence with the intent to place another in fear or with the intent to cause the evacuation, lockdown, or disruption in regular ongoing activities. The Star got a hold of the police report. It didn't say anything about what happened. And so a person familiar with a more detailed incident report talked to the Star on the condition of anonymity. That person said that during a class discussion, another student asked the girl if she could kill five people in the class, who would they be? In response, the girl allegedly pointed her finger pistol like the ones many children use playing cops and robbers. The Star was told because of that gesture, the girl was sent to the principal's office and other students involved also were talked to. The school resource officer recommended that she be arrested. She was detained by police and later released to her mother. A hearing in the juvenile division of the District Court of Johnson County is set for Tuesday. The Star talked to David Smith, who's a spokesman for the district. He was quick to point out that it was a school resource officer employed by Overland Park Police who would have handled the arrest, not necessarily the school. Smith said, in general, pointing a finger pistol might violate the district's policy against intimidation and bullying. The Star did a really good job on this story, laying out other times where this has happened, where students have been arrested for incidents involving a fake gun, like holding your finger out, including there were a couple of cases of this in 2015. There was a first grader in Colorado suspended from school after forming his fingers into the shape of a gun and saying, you're dead. They have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to threats. And so he was arrested, first grader. He was suspended. That was not a criminal charge. In 2014, a 10-year-old boy in Columbus, Ohio, was suspended for pretending his finger was a gun. Last month, here in Shawnee Mission, two 13-year-old students at Hocker Grove Middle School showed up with the real thing, the real guns, found stashed in their backpacks. Both were charged as juveniles in possession of a firearm. Here's what they say. Here's what the story says. It is a felony only if a kid commits the same crime a second time. Principal of Hocker Grove said there was no evidence suggesting the teens had planned to use the gun at school. Threatening is a felony. And that's what this girl has been charged with. This 12-year-old girl, a felony.
So there was no gun. This was just her fingers as a gun pointing at four other classmates and herself.
And she was kind of baited into it. She was kind of set up into it, right? Another kid says to her, if you were going, according to the person who knows what happened there, during a class discussion, another student asked the girl, if you could kill five people in the class, who would they be? So the girl responded to that question by holding her finger up in the shape of a gun, pointing it, and saying, indicating, that's who I would kill. And because of that gesture, in response to a question she would ask, the girl is being charged with felony threatening.
If she is convicted of a felony as a 12-year-old girl for a finger gun that she pointed, as the star points out, she could be in a juvenile detention center for a year. If she is convicted of a felony for pointing a finger gun, colleges won't let her in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This could go down on her permanent record for pointing a finger gun in class, and she may not be able to get certain jobs because of this.
This is what I'm hung up on about this. And we'll take your comments, 576-7798 or 22980. I wish I could separate out, and we may need to. What if she had done this on her own without being prompted by another student? I'm hung up on the fact that another student asked her a question, and I kind of have a problem with the student asking her that question anyway. And in response, like,
She could have answered the question without making the finger gun.
But so if she had, and I know I'm getting thinky about it, but I'm hung up on the fact that she was kind of baited into it. If she had just answered the question verbally, would she still be charged with threatening? Maybe.
No.
Maybe she still would be. Because maybe that's still a threat. Or is it the shaping of the finger into the gun that makes it a threat?
Shawnee Mission's policy defines intimidation as intentional written, verbal, electronic, or physical act or threat, which is severe, persistent, and pervasive enough that it may be expected to harm a student or damage a student's property.
I have a problem with the other kid then. I mean, also her.
Also but, create fear.
But I have a problem with the other kid that set her up. What was she supposed to do, I guess? Now, I'm not saying the answer is hold your finger up into a gun, okay? But if that was your kid, you know, if this is your 12-year-old girl in that situation, what would you have told your 12-year-old to do? Not answer it?
Well,
I mean, I just think that's a tough spot for the girl to be in. I'm hung up on that.
The right answer is
No one.
You have to kill five people. I don't want to kill anybody. Let's talk about My Little Pony. Let's go on to something else. Talk about Pat Mahomes.
And let me ask this. How did this come up in discussion
at school
about like this?
Yeah.
Seriously, though?
Yeah.
Who would you kill at school?
Violent video games. These kids get bullied. I don't know if I ever had these kinds of conversations when I was in middle school, but it doesn't surprise me. This really does not surprise me.
So what do you do here, people? What do you do with this girl? Do you think she should be charged with a felony? Because there's precedent for it.
And there are rules, by the way. I hate that I have to side where I have to side.
But let me ask you this. Is it a threat?
Who would you kill? You
asked her.
You're on my list.
Yes. You asked this girl.
Boom.
Name
gun.
Five kids you would kill, and she points her finger into a gun and aims it. Is that a threat?
576-7798. Pointing a finger gun gets a 12-year-old middle school kid in Johnson County in handcuffs. Is this ridiculous? Is it the rules? Where do you come down on this? 576-7798. 576-7798. A 12-year-old Johnson County student was put in handcuffs for choosing five people when she was asked, what five people would you kill? She used the finger gun pointed at four and herself and was led away in handcuffs.
This is according to a report in the Kansas City Star. The police report on this didn't say much, but they had an anonymous source at the somewhere involved that was able to give them more of the story that said, this was in a class discussion. The 12-year-old girl goes to West Ridge Middle School, happened on September 18th. And another student in this discussion asked the girl, if you could kill five people in the class, who would they be? In response, the girl allegedly pointed her finger pistol, like the ones a lot of children would use playing cops and robbers. I don't know if she pointed at five kids, but she pointed her finger pistol. And because of that gesture, the girl was sent to the principal's office. The other students involved were talked to. The school resource officer, who was employed by Overland Park Police, recommended that she be arrested. She was detained by police and later released to her mother, and she was charged with threatening, which is a felony. Let out of the school in handcuffs.
576-7798. For the record, okay, I need to make sure I get this right. It's a rule You can't do this. The Shawnee Mission policies define this as you can't do it. I don't like it.
Can't do what?
You can't do something that would intentionally, any intentional written, verbal, electronic, or physical act or threat, which is severe, persistent, and pervasive enough that it may be expected to harm a student or damage a student's property, create fear of harm to a student or fear of damage to a student's property, interferes with a student's education or participation in a school-sponsored or community event, create an intimidating or threatening educational environment. If one of those four, or if all of those four felt that they were afraid in any way, the school was right to get her out of the class. I don't know about the handcuffs, but on the other side of that, I think it's ridiculous.
Here's the problem.
I think this is ridiculous, but it's the rule.
What if the next day or some other day, I want to be careful, but what if she had followed through on what she did and the school in this moment didn't do anything about it to head that off? We'd be having an entirely different discussion saying, well, we knew she made a threat. We knew this might have been coming, and nobody did anything about it.
Right. Then the next day, the same people who are mad about, you know, back in my day, we played cops and robbers all the time. That's fine. We didn't have school shooters like we do now.
That was a different time.
All right.
We are in a different time now. So do you think it was an actual threat?
I don't know if it was an actual threat.
Think she meant it?
I don't think she meant it, Jamie, but I believe the action taken by the school is set in their rules. And you should probably tell your sons and daughters not to go to school and say, hey, what five people in the class would you kill? And then your son or daughter answers that.
Yeah. Again, I have a problem with the fact that she was set up to answer that question and in the moment, you know, made a bad decision, but she was set up.
Let's get Paul in Kansas City up on 98.1 KMBZ. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, man. What's up? What's on your mind?
This has just gotten way out of hand, man. There's a thing called out there that everybody knows. It's called common sense. This world has gotten way, way, way too political. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
What's ridiculous exactly?
Just a little girl pointing her finger, okay, and going bang, 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 whoopee-doo, okay? Pull the little girl to the side, say, hey, don't do it again, end the story. Go about your day.
Paul, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but when she was asked, what five people would you kill in this classroom?
She's a little girl. She's 12 years old.
So?
I think a 12-year-old is old enough to know, though. I'm going back and forth on it. You're right. She's a little girl, but she's 12. I mean, she's not 5 years old.
I get it.
She, you know?
But when's this stuff, when is this America just going to wake up? I mean, this is just the most stupidest thing that you... I don't know, man. This is just wrong. It's just wrong altogether.
But the question then does arise, what if nobody says anything and then the next day or a week later, she does try to kill those five people? Don't we all say?
That's where people, no offense, but that's where people like you guys always think outside the box.
Right, yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
You create this kind of thing. And just to have a discussion about it.
Yes. Okay? This is how talk radio works, brother.
Welcome to the show,
buddy.
I know, man.
But there's got to be, I mean.
So what else do you want us to avoid talking about then? We're creating fear. What else should we not talk about?
I know I'm not the only person that thinks like this. This is just wrong. For one, the school, I mean, everybody gets their butt hurt over every little bitty situation. A little boy chews his fruit roll-up into a shape of a gun at 6 years old and gets suspended. I mean, come on, man.
So here's the deal, okay? This is why schools have these policies, okay? I know that it's easy to mock schools for me. And keep in mind, this was not the school's decision. This was the school resource officer.
The same one you want to put a handgun in.
Who, according to the district, the school resource officer, here's what the spokesman for for Shawnee Mission Schools, David Smith, said, a school resource officer employed by the Overland Park Police Department would have handled the arrest. This was not a school decision.
Right.
This was a police decision.
Paul, I want to bring you back in real quick. The police decided this was the right thing to do. Paul, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I just think it's just so wrong.
So you think that the police were wrong?
Yeah, I do. That's just my personal opinion.
And you are welcome to it, friend. Thank you so much for your phone call.
We can mock schools for their zero tolerance positions on threatening. But that's how we head off problems, though. Mm-hmm. And if you have that policy in place, you've got to follow it. If you say zero tolerance, you've got to stick to it.
I agree with Paul and many people from the standpoint that pew, pew, you know, with your finger gun is ridiculous. But the policy says if you create fear and one kid or two kids is afraid that, wait, now somebody in this class might want to kill me, all of a sudden you have violated the policy, and I'm sorry, but rules are rules.
But this was not a school decision. This was the police officer that decided that the school decision would have been to suspend her. This was
a felony.
This was a police officer mm-hmm. deciding to arrest her. And let me say again, what if she had followed through on it?
Yep. That's what you try to cut off.
Absolutely.
That's what you try to
cut off.
Wouldn't
you rather, you know, mm-hmm. go this way with it than have five kids end up dead? I mean, seriously, think about what if she meant it as a threat?
They have to make the best decision for the school. We have to get to news, and we're going to get to Mike and Tierney. We'll get to everybody on hold first. Brian Locke is in the KMBZ newsroom. 576-7798, the phone number. Right to the phones we go. Let's talk to Mike, who's been on hold for a while. Mike, we appreciate your patience. Go ahead, bud.
Well, thank you for having me on. You know, Jamie, I'm kind of in your corner on this deal as far as...
I wish I knew what my corner was.
I'm sorry.
I said, I wish I knew what my corner was. My corner was. I'm having a hard time with this one.
That she was asked the question, okay?
Yeah.
She kind of baited. Okay,
yeah.
What I want to know is, number one, I've heard you all say a couple times that this event took place in the classroom discussion, not on the playground, not in the cafeteria, but in the classroom. What I want to know is, where's the teacher in this whole thing? Did the teacher endorse this conversation? As a teacher, I would have said, whoa, wait a minute. Don't even answer that question. The question is not proper, and the discussion is going off into a wrong direction. And, you know, even if I was going to leave the class for a few minutes and I said, hey, listen, you're in charge, I want you to start this conversation, I have made that person an agent kind of representing the school, so to speak, okay? I've kind of given them a certain authority. Where was the teacher in this thing to shut this thing down before it ever even got to this point?
Great question. I mean,
we don't know what the discussion was exactly. It's possible it was in a small group. It's possible it was before class started. It's possible it wasn't within earshot of the teacher, but it's a good point.
Hey, and thank you for making it, Mike. We appreciate it. Let's go to a Tierney in Blue Springs. What's up, Tierney?
Hey, Wicket. So listen, John just took my point exactly. I was sitting up here thinking, if I'm the parent of this 12-year-old, I'm like, she's in a classroom, and at some point the teacher should have gotten in front of that. In front of the student that asked the question, which is kind of morbid to me for you.
It
to
is
ask
very
someone.
Morbid.
Yes, it really is. I would really be looking at the other students too. Like, why would this kid ask that question about killing students in the class? I mean, these kids are right here. That makes them feel threatened. That's a question that would make other students feel threatened. So she would get looked at as well. I don't think that the 12-year-old should be handled in this way. I really don't, and that's my opinion. I think that, you know, she shouldn't have been handcuffed and taken out. That's a bit.
It goes too. It feels like it goes too far to lead a 12-year-old in handcuffs and charge her with a felony as the school resource officer employed by the police, not the school, did.
So I got to wonder if this charge is going to be dropped at some point. Did you need to pull her out in handcuffs?
Right.
Were they making an example out of her? You know, trying to scare the other kids with it. Did you really have to haul the 12-year-old out of there in handcuffs?
Mm.
Somebody's asking a really good point on the text line.
Tierney, thank you for your phone call.
About this girl's history. There's a lot we just don't know. About, you know, had she made other comments in the past? Keep in mind, correct me if I'm wrong, Wicked, I believe the story says she also then turned the gun on herself.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the story says she formed a gun with her fingers, pointed at four of her classmates, one at a time.
Yep.
You know, picked four people and said, those are who I would kill, and then turned the pretend gun on herself.
So what five would you kill?
Yeah.
That's four of them and you, which a lot of school shooters do.
Yeah, you got to look at this girl. I mean, we can say she shouldn't have been arrested for a felony, but I got concerns about the fact that she then turned it on herself. You got to ask questions about the mental health of this girl.
Don't want to steal Julie's thunder, because that's where I think she's going to go. Julie, you're on KMBZ.
That was my point right there with her mental health. Where were the mental health professionals in this for all of those kids?
I mean,
It's possible they were there. It's possible we just don't know that part.
It's a really good question. I mean, is there a mental health professional inside or near the principal's office for when this girl gets brought in? Like, to me, that would be someone I'd love
there to... There should be.
You know, exactly. Exactly. Julie, do you think this went too far?
I think exactly like you said, that there's a lot of unknowns. It makes me terrified for my 7-year-old boy, no matter how many conversations and discussions we have at home, that you don't point play guns, you don't point your finger guns at people, but they're boys. So it certainly, in my mind, thinks, what conversations do we need to have tonight? But then on the flip side, if he were on the receiving end of somebody doing this randomly in class, I'd be concerned for him then, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did somebody just ask a question on the text line?
Julie, thank you for your call. Yeah.
Okay. I can honestly say no to this question, but I'm going to ask you this.
All right.
Somebody said, have either of you ever held your finger up like a gun
yeah.
and pointed it at someone? If that's the case, you both should be arrested.
Probably.
No, I can't think of a time where I would. Now, I don't remember every moment of my childhood.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I probably have done it in the last 6 months.
But to me, the difference here is the way this was set up.
That is the problem.
It was the question she was asked. And again, I have a problem with the person that asked her the question that set her up for this. But it was her response to a direct question that said, who would you kill? And she picked out 4 people and she pointed the fake gun and then she pointed it at herself.
Because these people on the text line that have that question are going in a different direction. Don't understand the idea of...
Everybody should, then.
Intent.
Right. Context.
Context is very key in a lot of this. Now, again, I think hauling the girl off and giving her a felony charge is a little bit extreme.
But
you have to... Like, the last time we talked about this was the dude in Pennsylvania, and that guy and his neighbor were fighting.
Yes.
They had a feud going on.
Yes.
And one guy walked to the other and was across the way and held his gun up and pulled the trigger on his fake finger gun, because that guy was feuding. Now, there's context there. That I get.
The disorderly conduct charge there, for those who don't remember that story, was because, I can't remember the exact word that they used, but it was because that could have prompted a more severe reaction, basically. That it was like antagonized the situation or something. That's disorderly conduct. When you use a gesture or words that then prompt someone to a more extreme reaction. That's why that was disorderly conduct. That was not a felony, but that guy kind of flippantly just did the, she pointed this at 4 people.
Who would you want to kill? I want to kill you. I want to kill you. I want to kill you. And I want to kill you. And then I'm going to turn the gun on myself.
And what if she means it?
That's a school shooter's mentality.
What if she means it?
That's what, I'm not saying she is a school shooter,
right,
but that's what we have seen a lot of these mass murderers, and she's only 12, but that's what we've seen out a lot of these mass shootings, is they'll open fire and then open fire on themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't want to paint her as someone who's going to do that, but, you know, that I understand that everybody wants to play the we're too politically correct and liberals this and this country and this society are falling apart. Stuff's different. It just is. All right, stuff is different from when you were growing up. And in 40 years, Jamie, you and I was sitting there saying, man, this country is falling apart. Back in my day, we could Snapchat. But you know what? Stuff will be different then.
What if your kid was one of the 4 she pointed at?
I would be terrified.
You know, you don't want this girl back in school.
Little Susie said she would kill me. I was one of her 4. I mean, put your daughter in that or your son in that.
Now, I don't know if that means she should be charged with a felony. Again, we haven't talked a lot about what could happen with her. Would you tell me, a year in juvenile detention?
It could be a year in juvenile detention, and it could mess up her college. It could mess up her job opportunities all over this. Again, I don't think it was the worst offense in the world, but it violates the school policy, and the police chose to arrest her.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I don't even, to me, this doesn't have anything to do with the school policy. this was a criminal charge. This is the law.
This is, I mean,
schools can suspend her, schools can expel her, whatever, that school policy. This was a school resource officer making a decision about what the law says.
I want to squeeze Jake in when we're going to move on, and we'll come back to this a little bit later on in the show. But Jake, are you a school administrator?
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't need to tell us where it is, because it's none of our business. However, you've heard the story, you've heard calls, you've heard people say they support it, you've heard people say it's ridiculous. What is your take as someone who is in the industry?
What you don't know is what the threat assessment determined, if the officer asked questions, if there's history. You don't have a lot of background. You have a snapshot. And unfortunately, the schools can't release their information because of right to privacy with FERPA. You can't release the information that took place in the investigation. So you have no idea what the school did. You have no idea what the officer involved. You only know the result that a kid got arrested.
Well, I do. The one thing I do know here, Jake, is that the school resource officer employed by the police department determined there was enough to arrest her. So I don't. You're right. I don't know the details of the conversation.
But we know the result of it.
But I'm going to trust a cop.
Right. I think that's the important part, is that people that you employ to protect your safety and the safety of your kids made the decision that this was in the best interest of 700,000 to 800,000 kids because there was a deemed threat, right? And beyond common sense, hey, I'm going to smack that kid in the face if he says something, there was something more to this that none of us are really aware of.
Do you think it was, just based on what we know, do you think it was right to arrest her?
Well, I mean, the other thing is that you don't know if she was refusing to leave the classroom, if she was refusing to cooperate with authorities.
Yeah, we're never going to know that.
If she was kicking and screaming and, you know, throwing a fit. I mean, you just don't know all of the factors. Things escalate in seconds in that situation and could have caused her to, you know, be handcuffed and placed in safety for the safety of the officers or the adults that were involved. I've been in that situation where a 12-year-old refuses to get up and leave, and, you know, an officer's had to put him in handcuffs, and not just refuse to leave, but throwing desks around and things like that. I mean, it's just not safe. So,
and the decision has to be made by somebody you put in that position, and that is the school resource officer. And Jake, we got to get to a break, but thank you for jumping in. I mean, again, the school resource officer took all those factors in. How was this kid's behavior on the way out? What did the kid say? What was the report from the four kids she pulled the finger gun on?
Right.
It seems ridiculous, but at the end of the day, Jake is 100% right. What is best for the safety of 700 kids in your school or your kid's school? And I know back in the day you played cops and robbers in the 1970s, and that's all well and good, but it's 2019.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.